It was outside Belfast City Hall in 1985 to maybe 200,000 people that he became a household name with the Ulster Says No to the Anglo-Irish Agreement campaign. The Reverend Ian Paisley spent much of his time loathing Catholics, even heckling Pope John Paul II in the European Parliament.
How much I...
He was central to the Drumcree conflict in 1995, eventually marching hand-in-hand with David Trimble down the Garvahy Road. Ian Paisley opposed the Good Friday Agreement because of the involvement of Sinn Féin.
We will not be negotiating with Irish Sinn Féin, full stop, period.
But he won a seat in the subsequent assembly, and by 2006, when Sinn Féin agreed to recognise the PSNI as part of the St Andrews Agreement, Paisley began the groundwork for power sharing with his arch-enemies. By March 2007, he'd sat down with Gerry Adams and struck a deal.
We must not allow our justified loathing of the horrors and tragedies of the past to become a barrier to creating a better and more stable future.
And even a very public handshake with the then Taoiseach Bertie Ahern in Farmley in Dublin and a joint visit to the Battle of the Boyne site. Elected First Minister with Martin McGuinness as deputy, the two became known as the Chuckle Brothers. The once dour man who shouted, never, 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 enjoyed working with an archenemy.
It was the right thing to do because it was the only thing to do.
He dominated an era in Irish politics. He was a force to be reckoned with, and he has shaped the future for generations in Northern Ireland.